Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
I don't even need an apology. Was just Hit Me Where It Hurts by Caroline Polachek on their album Desire. I Want to Turn Into You. Fantastic. Just wonderful music by Caroline Polachek. I eat it up. It's so delicious. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. You're listening to Bracken City every Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, here every Tuesday, 12 to 1. Incredibly epic, incredibly cool. Caroline Polachek is such a fantastic, cool artist with such a fantastic array of music and sounds. Their album, Desire, I Want to Turn Into You, is truly a masterpiece, and it's such a good listen. Please listen if you want a wonderful, fantastic piece of art through your ears. It's so delicious and fun. Yeah, and all of Caroline Polachek's music is just, like, it takes a second to, like, kind of, like, understand or, like, digest, so to say, but once you fully comprehend what she's got going on, it's hard to look back. It's pretty awesome. It's really cool, and she's just a fantastic artist. I love it. Oh, it's so cool. Anyway, oh yeah, before I go, I guess I'll tell you if I like oranges or apples in this age-old debate. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is, one, I just really, I don't know, it was just kind of funny. And two, I've been nonstop watching drag queen podcasts, like Bob and Monet's podcast, Bob and Monet's podcast, Sibling Rivalry, and Trixie and Katya's podcast, The Bald and the Beautiful. They're so funny. I love drag queens. I love RuPaul's Drag Race, and I just love, I love drag, the art form. And I was watching Sibling Rivalry with Bob and Monet, and Monet is, like, obsessed with apples, like, just utterly obsessed with apples, like, has to have an apple every single day. And Bob was, like, team orange and was talking about how they really like oranges, and I was like, just thinking about which one I liked and, like, which one was my favorite. And I thought it was funny, so here I am debating it. Anyways, the big reveal. That was my drum roll. Anyway, it's oranges. I like oranges. I really do. If we're talking like pure fruit-to-fruit combat, I think oranges are such an elite fruit because you can peel them and eat them with so much joy and ease, especially those little tiny mandarin oranges. Oh, wow. They're so fun and so cool. And apples are cool too, I guess, but I find them really difficult to eat, especially with the weird skin they've got going on. And a soft, squishy, bruised apple is a treacherous experience that I never want to relive. So oranges are typically like just a fun, cool time, especially if you like cut them into orange slices. They're just so fun and cool. And I also really like the smell of oranges or just citrus in general. I think it's one of my favorite scents. It's just so refreshing and delicious and fun. So yeah, that's my opinion. Oranges for the win. And your opinion is so valid if you like apples. Like, that's so valid for you. This is just my opinion. And you know what? Different opinions is what makes the world go round. You know how boring the world would be if we all thought the same? I'm so happy that we all have unique and different opinions, like Bob and Monet, like me and you. You know, we just all think differently, and that's totally fine. And that's what makes life so fun and cool and awesome, is that we all think differently and have different opinions. Like, I don't want you to have the same opinion as me. I want everyone to be, you know, valid in their opinion, and they so are, and that's the fun of life, and that's what makes things exciting and cool. And so yeah, that's about all I have to say about that. It is now time for me to go. It's time for me to leave, but don't worry, I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1, like always. Maybe with a more exciting fruit debate. I don't know if anything is more exciting than apples versus oranges. That one's pretty good. Maybe I could do, I don't know, I'll leave it as a surprise. Maybe I'll do a different debate. I don't know. That was kind of exciting. I had a lot of fun doing that. Yeah. Anyway, I've got to go. It's time for me to exit. But have a great week. I'll be back next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, like always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Come hang out, Raccoon City, Tuesdays, 12 to 1, here on 90.1 FM. I'm gonna skedaddle. But I will play some more music before I go. Here is Island Girl by Psychic Mirrors. Bye!
messing around. Your blood in your body. No conversation to ease up your mind. Nobody seems to see the outside of it.
For listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye!
Are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levette, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds.